Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and cut, yes, we're wrapping now, thank you very much guys, you can stop crying now, you can stop, what do you mean you did it for real? Why did you do, oh no. Yeah, sometimes when trying to get the right emotion out of a scene, actors actually put themselves directly in the firing line, and sometimes it's not always good. With this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 movie scenes more real than you think. Number 10, Dodgeball, Billy Madison. Adam Sandler's much-loved comedy Billy Madison features a memorable scene where Billy takes on his pint-sized classmates in an impromptu game of dodgeball, using his superior size and strength to effortlessly wail away on these kids. It's one of the movie's most hilarious scenes, and according to director Tamara Davis, Sandler called her up the night before shooting, insisting that he actually wanted to hit the kids with the ball as hard as he could because, in his apparent words, hurting kids is funny. Remember that? That's what Adam Sandler said. Despite Davis's initial protest, she agreed on the condition that the kids must volunteer to be hit and the production must get the sign-off from their parents. Nevertheless, in a recent interview, Sandler confirmed that some of the parents weren't too thrilled about their kids getting hit full pelt by him. Many of the kids actually began crying, though Davis was able to call cut just before the waterworks flowed. Number 9. The Dragon Firework. The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. By this point, everybody knows that Viggo Mortensen broke his toes after kicking a metal Uruk-hai helmet during the filming of The Lord of the Rings: The Two Towers, but while shooting The Fellowship of the Ring, Pippin actor Billy Boyd got quite the gnarly surprise himself. During filming for the famous scene where Pippin and Merry steal one of Gandalf's dragon fireworks on Bilbo's birthday, Boyd apparently didn't get the memo for how the scene would actually be executed, and so he had no idea that the firework would actually fire into the sky while he was in front of it, ensuring that this hilariously high-pitched, terrified scream is actually completely genuine, as Boyd himself confirmed on the film's DVD commentary. The terror, as amusing as it was totally real. Number 8. Reagan attacks Chris, the Exorcist. William Friedkin's masterful horror classic The Exorcist is jam-packed with scenes sure to burn themselves deep into your psyche, though generally its most horrific moments were intensely rehearsed down to the finest detail. But one sequence left the actress who was playing Reagan's mother Chris with a permanent lower back injury, ensuring that the final shot scene was a good deal more brutal than anyone ever expected. After Reagan forces Chris's head into her crotch, she hurls Chris across the room, causing her to land hard on the floor. Audiences would understandably put Chris's pain response down to just her being a magnificent actress, but in actuality the wire used to pull her back was yanked too hard, causing her back to genuinely be smashed hard onto the floor. In a more recent interview, Ellen Burstyn, who played Chris, seems at least a bit pragmatic about the whole thing, even if today such behavior could absolutely end a filmmaker's career. She said, "Billy is one of those directors that is so dedicated to getting the shot right that I think some other considerations fall by the wayside sometimes. He's a brilliant director and I don't want to knock him, however I did injure my lower back and had to work with it ever since, but it's okay." Number 7. Ray Farts, Rayman. Rain Man is a terrific film, absolutely jam-packed full of heartwarming moments, yet one of its most iconic scenes involved nothing more than two people in a tight space while one of them farts. When Charlie is in a phone booth with his autistic savant brother Ray, Ray suddenly breaks wind, leaving Charlie exasperated that his older brother would dare drop some gas in such a confined area. And though on paper this scene certainly wouldn't be a stretch for most actors, it wasn't actually included in the script at all, and neither Hoffman nor Cruise was actually doing much acting at all. Hoffman farted in the phone booth for real, and Cruise's frustrated reaction was both genuine and improvised in the moment, injecting some totally unnecessary yet absolutely hysterical layers of reality into the scene. Number 6. Ernie's Three Strikes, Kingpin. The Farrelly brothers' criminally underrated 1996 comedy Kingpin is perhaps best remembered for Bill Murray's outrageously entertaining performance as the film's villain, blowhard bowling pro Ernie Big Earn McCracken. In the film's final bowling tournament showdown between Earn and our hero Roy, Earn scores the victory after pulling off three strikes in a row. Viewers would understandably assume that the feat was cut together from numerous different camera setups, possibly even with a real pro bowler to stand in for Murray. In reality, though, the Farrellys planned to shoot Murray bowling until he scored three strikes, which could then be edited together in post-production. But to their stunned surprise, his first three bowls were all strikes. A turkey, even. And so, the rapturous crowd response to the three strikes is actually completely genuine. Number 5. Are you sleeping with her? Chinatown. Roman Polanski's classic neo-noir stars Jack Nicholson as Jake Gitz, a private investigator who finds him caught up in a web of conspiracy and murder, putting him at odds with the corrupt water magnate Noah Cross. When Gitz meets Cross for lunch during his investigation, Cross soon changes the subject to his daughter Evelyn, who Jake is working for. Cross asks him, "Are you sleeping with her?" Which wouldn't have been quite so awkward for Jack Nicholson were he not actually also dating the actor's actual daughter Angelica in real life at the time. To make matters worse, legend dictates that the day that this scene was filmed was also the only day that Angelica herself was on set to visit her father and partner. Oof. Number 4. Arch Stanton's skeleton. The good, the bad, and the ugly. In Sergio Leone's impossibly iconic western, Blondie tells Tuco that the gold that they're seeking out is located in the grave of an individual named Arch Stanton. However, when Tuco opens the grave at Sad Hill Cemetery, he finds nothing but a human skeleton, because of course Blondie lied to him about the gold's real resting place. While you'd be forgiven for assuming that the production simply used a prop skeleton from a local fancy dress store, in fact, the skeleton of Arch Stanton was really that of an actual dead person. Because Leone didn't like the look of the original prop skeleton, the set decorator actually did some scouting and found a woman living in Madrid with a skeleton for hire. The skeleton was of the woman's mother, a former actress who wished before she died that her skeleton be used in movies, allowing her acting career to continue beyond her own life. Creepy, but also weirdly touching. Number 3. You're gonna need a bigger boat. Jaws. In addition to being one of the most iconic blockbusters, and say it with me, kids,
of all time,
Steven Spielberg's Jaws also plays host to an all-timer one-liner when Police Chief Martin Brody tells Quint, "You're gonna need a bigger boat," after his first major encounter with the shark. Yet the line didn't originate from the script. It was actually inspired by the events of the production itself. The shoot had a barge which contained all of the film's equipment and catering provisions, which was also accompanied by a smaller support boat that was clearly too minuscule to get the job done. And so, "You're gonna need a bigger boat" was born, being frequently spoken amongst the film's crew. As a result, Roy here is ad-libbing the one line during the filming, much to Spielberg's annoyance. However, during the editing process, Spielberg felt that its utterance fit perfectly in one single scene, and so an indelible moment was born. Number 2. Laser torture. Goldfinger. Without question, one of the most unforgettable scenes in the entire James Bond canon is the famous torture sequence from Goldfinger, where the titular villain straps 007 to a metal table and threatens to slice through him crotch first, no less, with a red-hot industrial laser. As much as you might assume that Connery was never in any real danger and that the scene was achieved by an extremely controlled fire using special material, it was actually much more DIY than that. In reality, Guy Hamilton simply had a technician, Burt Luxford, sit underneath the table with a blowtorch which he fired along a designated line. Lux had said of shooting the scene, "I was about 3 inches away from Connery's crotch when I stopped. Sean was absolutely terrified." Still, it's preferable to Hamilton's original plan, which was to bring an actual laser to set, which was ultimately deemed far too dangerous. And number 1, Brad relieves himself. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Fast Times at Ridgemont High will forever be remembered for its infamous pool scene in which Brad is caught pleasuring himself in the pool house by Linda, the very object of his affection. What really makes this scene is Linda's horrified reaction when she walks in on Brad tending to himself, but the awkward horror on Phoebe Cates' face is actually far more real than you'd ever expected. To ensure her reaction was genuine, Judge Reinhold allegedly brought a large dildo to the set and had it in her sightline when she entered the room, without warning her first, of course. And so that wide mouth cringe that she pulls, well, it's totally and utterly genuine.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.